This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The shaking continues. The earth groans under the weight of Edom's wickedness and the judgments are cascading. But amidst the chaos, a wellspring of redemption is opening for Israel, a return to the ancient paths, a reclaiming of what was stolen. We see the unraveling, the fracturing of the systems built on deceit, and within that dismantling, Yahuwah is offering a lifeline. Look at Edom's struggles. The reports confirm what the prophets declared long ago. Their attempts to control the flow of power are failing. Their financial networks fueling the darkness are crumbling. Broadcom's weakened forecast isn't simply a market correction. It's a symptom of a deeper rot. Yahuwah exposes their deceit, as Jeremiah foretold, revealing the emptiness at the heart of their dominion. They offer poisoned water, a false promise of security, attempting to dictate terms to the nations through control of infrastructure and resources. But remember the words of Isaiah, "Woe to those who descend to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and chariots. There is no strength in their arms, even though many nations join forces." Isaiah 30:7. Edom's cisterns are broken. They hold no lasting water. Jeremiah 2:13. This isn't about celebrating their misfortune, but recognizing the divine order. Yahuwah is dismantling their power, clearing the path for the restoration of his covenant people. For too long, scattered Israel has been forced to drink from these broken cisterns, relying on the systems of our oppressors. But Yahuwah is calling us back to self-reliance, back to the principles of provision he established from the beginning. Remember the instruction given in Deuteronomy 30:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For Yahuwah your Elohim goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This isn't a promise of ease, but a promise of provision through diligence, through community, through a return to the skills and knowledge that sustained our ancestors for generations. The watchman has observed the escalating aggression, the destabilizing actions within the so-called Israel state. These actions, while cloaked in rhetoric of security, only serve to further fracture the region and to imprison the true Israel. Reports now detail the imprisonment of nearly 10,000, including the children of Israel, by the Zionist regime. This is a forsaking of the covenant remnant, a stark reminder that the modern political state is not synonymous with the people of the promise. This is Devarim 28:68 unfolding before our eyes, a scattering, a captivity, a deliberate abandonment of those who cling to the ancient ways. But even in this darkness, the call to restoration echoes. It's a call to rebuild, not physical temples of stone and mortar. Those are Edomite stage props, but the inner temples of our hearts, aligning ourselves with Yahuwah's will. It's a call to reconnect with our heritage, to learn from the wisdom of our forefathers, and to establish self-sufficient communities rooted in the principles of righteousness. The fracturing of Edom's networks, the strained supply lines, the technology funneled to those who oppose Israel, these are not isolated incidents. Amos 1:9 speaks of judgment falling upon those who betray their brothers, who sell the righteous for silver. These are the signs of a crumbling foundation, a system unraveling under the weight of its own corruption. And yet, Edom doubles down. The watchman reports their escalating efforts to consolidate power, to control the narrative, to manipulate the masses through deception and surveillance. Yirmiyahu 17:9 warns us of this, a heart deceitful above all things, who can know it. They seek to control every aspect of our lives, to monitor our thoughts, to dictate our beliefs. But their tools of control are failing. The truth is breaking through. This restoration isn't a passive waiting game. It requires action. It requires a willingness to forsake the false gods of this world, to reject the empty promises of Edom, and to embrace the covenant Yahuwah made with Jacob. It's a return to the ancient paths, a rebuilding of broken communities, and a steadfast reliance on the provision of Yahuwah. It's a reclaiming of our identity as scattered Israel, the covenant remnant, awakening in this generation. The time is now. The judgments are upon Edom, and the wellspring of redemption is open for those who will receive it. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.